we remember people on in other parts of the world who, of course, will be excited by the Olympics, but actually worry about their next meal and whether they're getting enough to eat. We had a huge reminder with the appalling famine in the Horn of Africa last year about the problems of hunger in our world. And I think it's absolutely right that Britain uses its chance as the Olympic host to hold a hunger summit, which we're going to do on the last Sunday of the Olympics. We're going to have other world leaders who will be here, other NGOs and organisations, to challenge the world to tackle the problems of undernutrition, malnutrition, hunger and stunting, which I know is a cause that's all close to the heart of UNICEF. So I'm really pleased to welcome you here today to thank you for the pressure you're putting on for this event. Britain, I think, has got a fantastic role to play in this. We're one of the countries that's meeting our targets in terms of the aid that we spend, and we spend our money very well and wisely. I think DFID is well respected in what it does, and I'm very pleased to be bringing countries together on that Sunday for that summit. We're hoping Mo Farah is going to be involved as well after his events, hopefully successfully. And I think it really put the eyes of the world, while we're having a great Olympics here, let's remember those that don't get enough to eat and all the consequences that that has. But David, very warm welcome.
Yeah, thank you very much. I think it's, you know, obviously I'm honoured to be a part of UNICEF and to be here today voicing our opinions on malnutrition, because it's so important, you know, why the eyes of the world are on our country. You know, like you said, it's important not to forget the real important issues that are happening around the world. I've seen that firsthand with going to Sierra Leone and seeing the malnutrition problems that go on there and the rest of the world as well. And being a father, and I know you know that very well, you know how important those first few days of children's lives are so important to get them the right nutrients. And you know, to help their growth, because once they don't get those right nutrients, it stops their growth, it stops their learning. And like I said, we know how important that is.
And you don't get that time back.